This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Vice President of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey. Renee, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Renee, we just got a chance to see all the highlights that's been going on out in the community. Tell us all about the events.
You know, right in the middle of holiday season, and several of our players have their own initiatives going on, which has been fabulous. So we started on Monday evening with Joe Thomas. He had his Shop with the Pro event. He took that over. He was passed the baton by a former player. He took that over, did a great job. He was joined by a lot of his teammates that came out and supported kids from the American Red Cross. And they were all families who had been affected by fires. They'd all lost their homes within the last month. So desperately in need of some necessity items and a good time of year to provide those. That led us into Tuesday. We had another player, Josh Cribbs, had his annual Shop with the Jock event. And he supported kids from Cleveland Christian Home. Again, several of his players came out and shopped for Christmas items, but also some necessity items for themselves as well as their family members. And then earlier that day, we actually went to Youth Challenge, which is a phenomenal organization on the west side of town. They do sports and recreation for kids with special needs, and the players had a great time with those kids, played a little bit of football, did some arts and crafts, and it really just makes everybody realize what we're fortunate for.
Renee, you spoke earlier about Joe Thomas and Josh Cribbs taking initiative on their own. They're leaders on and off the field. That's really great to see.
You know, it is. You know, they not only do the things through the team, but it's great that, you know, they feel very comfortable and embedded in this community. And so we're not only seeing it from Joe and Josh, but also several other players. You know, next week, as I mentioned, we're right in the heart of holiday season. So Benjamin Watson has an event. Usama Young has an event. Reggie Hodges. And so these guys really feel a part of the Cleveland community, and they love the fact that they can give back and be in a position to help others.
And this weekend at Cleveland Browns Stadium, there's another holiday initiative that Browns fans can really be a part of. Tell us about that.
Sure, and it's we're hoping our fans do participate. If you're coming down to tailgate, if you're coming to the game, want to ask our fans to bring new unwrapped toys or monetary donations valued at least $10. And we'll have the Marines as well as a volunteer station outside of every single gate collecting those donations. And those toys and that money stays here locally for kids in Cuyahoga as well as Lorain County. So very proud to partner with Majestic Steel USA again this year for the collection.
Well, Renee, thank you for your time, and
thank you. Happy holidays
to you.
Thank you, you as well.
Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Renee Harvey, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.